Chapter 2. Cosmopolitan London. London's ethnic diversity makes it a very special city. People from almost every part of the world live here. This was obvious to Pablo and me when we took the underground from the airport to the centre of the city. People of every nationality were travelling on the train, and it was nice that everyone seemed accustomed to the great variety of races and religions in this city. We stared at an Orthodox Muslim woman who was sitting opposite us. Only her eyes were uncovered, and we couldn't stop looking at her, because we don't often see a woman dressed this way. No one else paid any attention to her. If you're a person who likes eating different types of food, London is the place to go. I've eaten food from many parts of the world here, and most of it has been excellent. Indian food is especially popular. When we arrived back at our hotel on the afternoon of our second day in London, I asked the lady at reception to recommend a few good restaurants in the area. She said that there was a very good Indian restaurant close to the hotel. Pablo shook his head. "No, I want to eat something that's typically British," he said. The lady laughed. "You don't understand," she said. "Indian food is typically British." "Oh, I see," replied Pablo. When we got into the lift, he looked at me and said, surprised, "Perhaps London isn't as traditional as I thought." I laughed and decided to take him to places that showed London's ethnic diversity, like Chinatown. Chinatown is in the middle of the theatre district, and it feels wonderful to cross a street and enter a completely different culture. There are lots of excellent Chinese restaurants there, as well as many Asian supermarkets. We especially liked walking through the Chinese fruit markets. "Look at this!" exclaimed Pablo. "Look at what?" I asked. "This fruit," he said. "I've never seen most of this fruit before. It's so exotic." "There are lots of exotic things in London if you know where to look," I told him. "Like what?" Pablo asked. "Well, London has a Caribbean carnival. It's a huge annual carnival and it takes place towards the end of August in an area of London called Notting Hill. My friend Mike took me to the carnival a couple of weeks after I met him at the Globe," I explained. "That sounds interesting. What happens during the carnival?" asked Pablo. "Well, Notting Hill has a big West Indian population, and thousands of people go to the carnival to eat West Indian food and dance to Caribbean music. Mike and I walked through the streets, and there were people of all cultures celebrating together. At one point, I closed my eyes, and it felt like I was in the Caribbean instead of London. I was surrounded by West Indian accents, music, and smells." "It sounds fantastic," exclaimed Pablo. "It was. Oh, and I remember another interesting thing that happened that afternoon," I told him. "What was that?" he asked. "Well, from the carnival, we went to Mike's flat in one of London's famous black taxis. After a few minutes, the driver began to talk to us. He was speaking English, but I couldn't understand him. He was using Cockney rhyming slang." "What's that?" Pablo interrupted. "Luckily, Mike explained it to me. He told me that the driver was a Cockney and that Cockneys are traditionally from the East End of London. They have a very strange way of talking called Cockney rhyming slang. For example, when my friend called me on the dog and bone, phone, last night, I ran down the apples and pears, stairs, to answer it." "That's incredible," exclaimed Pablo. "London is full of surprises."